This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Monte. Today, congressional investigators begin trying to determine how a relatively small power failure could lead to a blackout in 8 states in Canada. As you may have heard on this program on Friday, investigators believe that last week's power failure may have started with a problem in northeastern Ohio. But the North American Electric Reliability Council, as well as the U.S. and Canadian governments, still have a lot to learn before they can know what went wrong or how to fix it. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The investigation by the North American Electric Reliability Council has the jump on the other two. NERC is funded by the power industry. Its investigators have now focused in on 3 or 4 power lines in Ohio that failed just before the blackout, and they say an alarm at the company that owns the lines was not functioning. Michael Gent, NERC's president and CEO, told ABC's This Week that the failed alarm contributed to the problem, but something else must have gone wrong as well.
That's the center of our investigation right now. What we're really concerned with is it didn't stop there. We're taking a look at all of the data, tens of thousands of lines of data, to find out why that didn't separate there, maybe put Cleveland in the dark, but keep the rest of the grid with lights on.
Gent, who appeared on 2 of the morning talk shows, took the opportunity to make his pitch for what he saw as a solution, namely, make reliability standards mandatory. As it stands now, the North American Electric Reliability Council can set standards, but compliance is voluntary.
We've been trying for the last couple of years to have some help from Congress to enforce reliability rules. We have a problem here where we either have a bad design or we have bad following the rules. Now, the rules may not be designed properly either, but we need to find out. If there's a violation of the rules, we need to be allowed to enforce those rules.
Other observers feel more power lines will go a long way to fixing the grid. Louisiana Congressman Billy Towson, who chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee and will be heading up the congressional probe, also spoke on This Week.
If you're not going to build new plants around New York City, it has to have strong transmission facilities to take advantage of the plants that are built in Ohio and Pennsylvania or some other state.
Many argue the grid simply was not designed to ship huge amounts of power from one part of the country to another. The power outage last week involved a circuitous set of transmission lines called the Lake Erie Loop. To get from Ohio to New York, power traveled around Lake Erie, through Michigan, into Canada, and back into the United States across New York State. There is no direct high-capacity route. But there's disagreement on the need for new power lines as well. Michael Shames is the executive director of UCAN, the Utility Consumers Action Network. He gets angry when he hears people say this is a first world country with a third world electrical system.
Actually, that's simply not true. And if you talk to anyone, any engineer, they will tell you that the American transmission grid is among the finest in the world. There's certainly been more money spent on the American transmission grid than most other countries in the world.
Shames thinks we can pretty much get by with the grid we have if devices continue to become more energy efficient.
For example, computers now use about half as much power as the computers did only 3 years ago. And there's expectations that down the road, those same computers may use 1/10 of the amount of electricity we need.
When the investigations are complete, it may be that they don't point to any simple solution. When the nuclear power plant at Three Mile Island failed in 1979, the problem turned out to be a peculiar series of events no one had anticipated. After that, a sociologist at Yale University named Charles Perrow wrote a book called Normal Accidents. His idea was that when certain systems become complex, they also become inherently unpredictable, no matter what you do. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, New York.